from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, I'm very happy to have back David Ramirez. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you back. A beautiful new record called We're Not Going Anywhere. We'll hear some tunes from that in just a bit. I want to start with a congratulations on the Houston Astros.
Oh,
I know you
thanks.
Were born and raised in Houston and were a baseball guy.
That's right.
It's got to feel pretty good.
It was pretty cool. It was, the family was really stoked. The city was stoked. You know, I think, especially after having the hurricane stuff, it was nice to have that. And the Astros just reminded me of my grandfather. So in that sense, it was a pretty cool thing.
Were you able to catch much of the games or were you on the road too much?
We were on the road, but fortunately, I think there were like three that I got to see most of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, are you still living in Austin, Texas?
That's right. Still in Austin.
It's been about a year and a half since you were here. What has been going on in your world since we last saw you?
Just making the record.
Yeah?
Pretty much. Yeah. So I finished that fall tour, and then I went, me and the boys, we went to Portland, Maine to do the album in January.
And Portland, Maine. In January.
Yeah.
Had you been there before? Did you know what you were what you were getting into?
Sure, we knew it was going to be cold. We all layered up for sure. But that's just the time frame that we had. And I really wanted to work with Sam Kassirer. And that's just where his studio exists.
David Ramirez is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. DavidRamirezMusic.com, the place to go online for information. His new record is called We're Not Going Anywhere, and you are not here alone this time. You've got a trio. Who's
That's right.
with you?
Yeah, this is Matt Wright on keys and Simon Page on the pedal steel.
Hello, guys. Welcome. What do you guys want to do first today?
We're going to start with Watching from a Distance.
Fantastic.
Don't you dare think that I don't think about you. Just 'cause we can't speak doesn't mean you're not on my mind. Like a ghost, like the moon, like a god, like the truth. I'll be watching from a distance. I'll be watching from a distance. Don't be deceived by my demeanor. I am paying attention. Assume all you want that I'm a liar and a fool. That I got a crooked heart that lives to bend and break the rules. But like the clock on your wall, like the cheap seats in a concert hall, I'll be watching from a distance. I'll be watching from a distance. Oh, I'll be watching from a distance. I'll be watching from a distance. It's been a dark
but it's gonna be alright. You hold the power, don't you, my delicate flower. So don't be deceived by my demeanor. I am paying attention.
That is Watching from a Distance. It's David Ramirez live today on Jefferson Public Radio, a tune from the new record called We're Not Going Anywhere. There is a lot of space that goes by in that song.
Yeah.
And if I understand, that was one of the conversations that you had had with Sam, the producer of this record,
correct,
is to go about crafting songs, leaving more space,
mm-hmm,
some more time and space. Was that a process that was easy for you to adapt to, that idea, or did it take a little work?
It took some work for me. I remember that conversation over the phone, and he said, I'm pretty sure it was like a, this is a deal breaker. If you can't, I don't think he remembers it this way, but that's definitely the impression I got. He's like, I like your work and I'd love to work with you, but you need to find more space in these songs. And he's like, don't be afraid of it. And he was right. The tendency with a lot of singer-songwriters, especially ones who just tour alone, you don't want to just be hearing guitar strumming for, you know, 2 minutes without words being there. So the tendency is to fill everything with a melody or a lyric. And, he said, don't do that. And he said, don't be afraid of space. I promise you that I'll fill it. Hmm. And it was not easy for me. I don't think it was until we got to the studio where it all kind of started making sense. And I felt a little less like exposed.
Well, there are definitely some interesting new things on this record. Obviously, there's a more full band. There's some 80s synth going on.
Mm-hmm.
Is that music from your childhood that you decided to bring back in?
Sure, yeah. I mean, my first cassette was The Cars' Greatest Hits, and I've always wanted to make a record that kind of nodded my head towards that album. But, you know, there's been a lot of 80s stuff in the last few years that's come out, and I was just getting bored with making just the standard Americana record. It's kind of not much to it as far as production goes. So it was time to change it up.
It's been interesting being here a long time. We're now seeing bands come through where the band members weren't around in the 80s.
Oh, they weren't around.
When that music first came out.
Oh, word. Okay.
So it's really nostalgia for a lot of folks.
Sure.
Your last record, Fables, was a very personal collection of songs about life's ups and downs and bumps along the road.
Sure.
Not so much this time? A little bit different focus on this record?
Yeah. Even the heartbreak songs, you know, there's something lighter to it. I didn't struggle as much writing this one as I did Fables, and I think that came through in Fables. Even though the songs were heavy, I think just my where I was mentally and emotionally was a pretty dark place, and I think that came through on that album. This was a pretty easy record to come out. I just got off pretty much a year-long tour with the fellas, and my headspace was trying to write songs that would make them happy too, you know, that were fun to play. And I don't know, I wasn't as afraid of making something as I was with the last one. This one was pretty easy. So yeah, there's a lightness to it, even with the heavier songs.
Now, were you grounded in a location to craft these songs, or did you pen these while you were out on tour?
Most of them were written on that fall tour, because that tour was an evening with me. So there was no opener, so I'd show up for sound check at 5, and I wasn't playing until 9.
And that was, you stopped here, right? This was the one where you were doing the live recordings and giving away
the live
records?
Recordings. Yeah, I did one at the Brick Room here. So I just had 4 hours to kill behind a microphone, and it was really nice. And I typically don't get that kind of space on the road.
Well, I'd love to hear another tune. What's next?
Yeah, this is called Twins. This is the opening track to the record.
Thank you. Where were you in? We lost the twins. Where were you in? The fear settled in. Swore you'd never forget. Where were you when we lost the twins? There she goes. Goodbye, America, America, America. What do they mean? The stars and the stripes. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? Where were you when you stopped paying attention? Where were you when we lost the twins? There she goes. Goodbye, America, America, America. Goodbye, America, America, America. Goodbye, America, America, America. Goodbye. Where were you when
that is called Twins. It's David Ramirez live today on Jefferson Public Radio, playing music from his new record called We're Not Going Anywhere. DavidRamirezMusic.com, the place to go online. David, a lot has been written about this record being more overtly political.
Sure.
Do you feel that it is, or has this just been something that has been unearthed by all of the people listening and reviewing and trying to find a theme to your songs?
I see why they say that. I mean, the two songs that, you know, are socially and politically aware are pretty heavy. It's not just like times are really hard right now kind of tunes. You know, they're pretty opinionative and there's a lot of feeling in them. So I see why people say that. I don't think the record is a political album at all, though. But I guess when you consider what other people are making, for the most part, no one's really saying anything about the times. So I think that stands out in a large way to people. Oh, this guy David's saying something, and I think that's probably why they consider it a political album. But no, I just think it's an 80s pop album, in my mind.
That's been categorized as Americana.
Yeah,
once
sure.
again.
Once again.
Despite your best efforts.
I did my best, man, and they still threw me in that hat, but what are you going to do?
Well, you know, a lot of the perspective of current events tends to be based in where a person lives and the circle that, you know, that is around them,
sure.
you know, their environment.
Sure.
You are in a unique position in that you travel all over.
Mm-hmm.
You see all different kinds of communities, all different kinds yeah. of people. And so you've got an opportunity to see things perhaps from many more sides and facets than the average Joe. Mm-hmm. What are you seeing out there that helps inform the perspective that you impart in your songs?
I'll tell you what, it's not anything all that good. I see a lot of fear But you know, I also see people coming together, and that's a cool thing. And pretty much in every corner of the country, we're all, for those who stay put, we're all kind of in our own little bubble. Even the areas of the country where they might see themselves as more open-minded or progressive, they too can be a little judgmental and in their own little headspace. I think people are trying and people are working, but I do see a lot of fear and I do see a lot of complacency for sure. But I do see people not giving up also.
Yeah.
It's a fair amount of give and take.
You mentioned this 80s pop record. You've adopted the neon font for the cover.
Yeah.
And there's this fascinating photo on the front that's got a good story behind it. Tell me who these two ladies are.
Yeah.
They're standing on an old station wagon, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's
Was that a Crown Victoria?
It's a Lincoln.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
That's Peggy Harder and Linda Sawyer. And Peggy is the grandmother and Linda is the aunt of my good buddy, Philip Harder, who actually took the photograph. And I wanted something youthful. I mean, the title is basically a rebellion against death. And so I initially wanted some older folks to be on it, but I couldn't find enough 80 or so year olds to be in a party scene. We tried though. But I met them at a dinner at a barbecue for Philip's brother's birthday and got to talking to them, and they were just the sweetest and most free spirited people I had met. And so I just invited them to be on the cover, and they jumped in.
And they kind of brought it, too.
They brought it, yeah.
I mean, there's really a lot of sass. And then on the back, it's "For a Good Time Called Grandma."
Yeah.
Right, written on the hood lipstick?
I wrote that on there, and I was really nervous after I did so about her seeing it. And she walked up, the grandmother walked up, and she started laughing. She said, "Oh, yeah, Daddy's been gone for 2 years. Let's do it." I died. It was pretty awesome.
Well, the record is fantastic.
Thank you so much.
I'm really glad that you had time to stop and visit with us.
Thanks
again.
For
it's
having
good to
me,
see
Eric.
You.
Yeah.
David Ramirez is my guest live today on JPR. The new record is called "We're Not Going Anywhere," and information is at davidramirezmusic.com. You guys have one more for us?
Yes, sir. This is called "Time." To grab a drink tonight, I know it's only Tuesday and you gotta work tomorrow. Who wants to come to my place after the bars close? I know you got the kids and can't wake up hungover. Time, I got nothing but time. Time, I got nothing but time. Second matinee today, and the sun's still shining. A park beneath some shade, and I might just get a nap in. Pop two Tylenol, I'll give Jeremy a call. And if he's busy, I'll probably just
That is called Time. It's David Ramirez live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called We're Not Going Anywhere. Information is at davidramirezmusic.com. David, I could listen to you sing all day. Thanks again for coming by, man. It's good to see you.
Thanks for having me, Eric.